You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Republicans' plan increases school funding by about $330 million, but school districts will see no increase in general aid. Instead, that money goes to specific programs meant for special education and mental health. State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
The governor's budget is always reckless spending that the state can't afford. And so we're choosing to make key investments and priorities. And these investments today will be some of the largest, they'll be the largest investments you'll see in the budget. I don't think we'll get to another agency where we'll put that level of funding in because it is a priority, but you have to be able to afford it.
Statewide, about 15% of students have individualized education plans, meaning they have some sort of special needs. Right now, for every dollar spent on special education, the state only pays about 31 cents. That's one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. The governor's plan would have raised it to 60 cents. Republicans' proposal they approve increases special ed reimbursement from about 31 cents on the dollar to 37.5 cents. But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would increase reimbursement to 90% next year for kids with the highest level of needs. That's 3% of students in Wisconsin public schools. Republicans hope adding money for these programs will take some pressure off the rest of school districts' budgets. Meanwhile, leaders on the Joint Finance Committee also finalized tax cuts, a key priority for Republicans, by about $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites. Those cuts will apply to retirees and folks in the second lowest tax bracket. Of course, this proposal would need the governor's signature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Concessions will be available in the Killian Meyer building during Church League softball, with proceeds going towards construction of dugouts at Crosscut Park.
At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase, and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature. Republican state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would create a pilot program for the use of virtual reality technology in schools. Under the pilot program, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would select one urban, one suburban, and one rural school district and distribute 3,200 VR headsets to 16,000 students. The goal is to use the headsets to get those students more engaged in math lessons. Similar programs in other states have seen success with using virtual reality technology to improve math scores. Newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under the bill, each school would receive a maximum grant funding award of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. The grant funding would be distributed in addition to funding set aside in previous legislation that created a $100 million grant program for safety improvements, as well as the Wisconsin Office of School Safety. The suspect in the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses and the murder of one of those couples is in custody. 57-year-old Vance Bolter, the subject of a 43-hour-long manhunt, was arrested near his home in Green Isle, Minnesota, late Sunday night. It's about 120 miles north of the Iowa border. Authorities say Bolter was armed at the time of his arrest. Mike Brewley is the chief of police in Brooklyn Park, the Minneapolis suburb where the former speaker of the Minnesota House and her husband were murdered.
There's no question that this is the largest manhunt in the state's history. Just down at the scene where he was taken to custody, there was 20 different SWAT teams over an extremely large area hunting this individual down to take him into custody.
Minnesota officials say their investigation will continue to expand as they compile evidence for state and perhaps federal trials. Governor Tony Evers and lawmakers denounced the pair of politically motivated shootings in neighboring Minnesota. Governor Evers posted to social media on Saturday, calling the attack tragic and saying he's praying for the lawmakers affected by the shooting. A joint statement from legislative leaders from both parties denounced the shootings and called for the swift apprehension of the shooter. The early Saturday morning shooting claimed the lives of former Minnesota Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and seriously injured Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. The suspect in the weekend political violence in Minnesota apparently has degrees from a now-closed Wisconsin university. The LinkedIn account of 57-year-old Vance Bolter claims a doctorate and a Master of Science from Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee, which closed in 2023 due to declining enrollment and financial challenges. Rusk County's district attorney responds to claims his county is a sanctuary for illegal immigration. Confidential emails between county district attorneys were leaked to conservative media last week. In those emails, Polk County District Attorney Jeffrey Kemp expressed concerns over immigration and customs enforcement agents detaining people, even citizens, and denying them constitutional due process. Rusk County District Attorney John Jack Cabranes agreed and said his office would not support ICE using those tactics. Cabranes, in a statement this week, clarified he takes issue with what he considers abusive tactics and violating rights to due process. Attorney General Josh Call says President Donald Trump deploying the military to protest in California is unlawful. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Wisconsin has joined a group of states filing briefs pushing back against what Call says is, quote, not normal and it must not become normalized. Call says the president's decree to call up the National Guard isn't specific to Los Angeles or California. It's authorizing the military anywhere for 60 days. Call's brief argues states need their National Guard units to be ready to act, and responding to protesters could keep them from performing vital duties. Meanwhile, a federal judge ruled Thursday afternoon that the Guard deployment was illegal and violated the 10th Amendment and exceeded Trump's statutory authority. The judge ordered President Trump to return control of the National Guard troops to California. But just hours later, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocked that order and said it will hold a hearing on the matter Tuesday.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got bean. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's throwing at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls High School Softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood-filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books, and each one equals one TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Ritchson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Ritchson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Ritchson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain in spots with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms back in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.